In recent weeks, U.S. and British forces in Afghanistan have confronted groups of al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in remote areas along the country's border with Pakistan. Now, the focus of operations is said to be shifting into Pakistan itself. NPR's Tom Gelton reports that some U.S. forces may already be participating in combat operations inside Pakistani territory.
In the early months of the Afghan War, American troops acted almost like a guerrilla force. From bases outside Afghanistan, they moved in and out of the country, carrying out attacks on fixed Taliban and al-Qaeda targets. But now it's the U.S. forces who are based inside the country, and it's the al-Qaeda and former Taliban fighters who are moving in and out, staging occasional attacks from bases in Pakistan. In response to this development, U.S. commanders have been working out what one Pentagon official calls an understanding under which U.S. and Pakistani military forces could work together against al-Qaeda pockets inside Pakistan. The operations would be carried out in the semi-autonomous tribal territories just across the border. The New York Times reported yesterday that American advisors have been given permission to accompany Pakistani forces into those areas. The Washington Post followed today with a report that covert U.S. military units have already participated in attacks on suspected al-Qaeda hideouts in Pakistan. U.S. officials don't want to talk about these activities. At a Pentagon news briefing yesterday, Air Force Brigadier General John Rosa offered only the broadest confirmation that Pakistani and U.S. forces are working together inside the country.
They have been great with us from day one. We've had military forces working with them, and to go below that level, I think, is really not warranted.
A senior defense official here today disputed the report that U.S. military forces have engaged in combat inside Pakistan, but the denial left open the possibility that U.S. paramilitary units organized by the CIA may be involved. Just because they're dressed in camouflage doesn't mean they're U.S. military, the official said. The idea that the United States would carry out combat operations inside their country angers some Pakistanis. General Pervez Musharraf, the Pakistani president, faces a referendum next week on whether his rule should be extended for another 5 years, and news of American military operations in the country would be unwelcome. A spokesman for the Pakistani government, Major General Rashid Qureshi, told NPR today that there are no U.S. troops or fighting forces participating in any action inside Pakistani territory. This is not the first time this issue has come up. The commander of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan, Army General Tommy Franks, told the Associated Press in January that the United States had an agreement with Pakistani authorities under which U.S. forces from Afghanistan, under some circumstances, might pursue al-Qaeda fighters across the border.
We could contact them and say, all right, we are observing people and we're going to follow them over into Pakistan.
That comment from General Franks upset the Pakistanis, and since then, U.S. officials have stopped talking about any agreements they have with their Pakistani counterparts. Says one official, we're trying to walk a fine line with them. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.